Chapter 17, entitled Mother Parvati Curses Chitraketu, and today's text, number 32. Please repeat. Naham Vidincho Na Kumara Naradau Naham Vidincho Na Kumara Naradau Na Brahmaputra Munaya Shuresha Na Brahmaputra Munaya Shuresha Vidama Jasya Ihitam Amshaka Amshaka Vidama Yashaitam Amshaka Amshaka Na Tvatswarupam Prithak Isha Manina Na tat swarupam prithak isha manina. Others, please repeat. Please chant.
Naam virincho kumaro narado. Na brahmaputra munaya shuraesha. Dhamaya shahitam amshaka amshaka Natat swarupam prithagi shamanina
Word by word, na,
na.
Not
na.
Aham,
Aham.
I, Lord Shiva,
Shiva.
Virincha, Lord Brahma,
Lord Brahma.
Na,
na,
not
na.
Kumara
The
Ashini Kumaras,
Narada,
the great Saint Narada,
Na,
Nar,
Brahmaputra,
the sons of Lord Brahma,
Munaya,
great saintly persons,
Shuraisha,
all the great demigods,
Vidama,
no.
Jasha,
of whom?
Itiham,
activity.
Amshaka,
amshaka, those who are parts of the parts.
Na,
not.
Tat,
his.
Swarupam,
real personality.
Prithak,
separate.
Isha,
rulers,
Manina,
who consider ourselves to be. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Vaicharya Arvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Neither I, Lord Shiva, nor Brahma, nor the Aswini Kumaras, nor Narada, or the great other great sages who are Brahma's sons, nor even the demigods can understand the pastimes and personality of the Supreme Lord. Although we are part of the Supreme Lord, we consider ourselves independent, separate controllers, and thus we cannot understand His identity. Please repeat. Neither I
nor Brahma,
nor the Ashwini Kumaras,
nor
Narada,
or
the other great sages,
who are Brahma's sons,
nor even the demigods,
can understand the pastimes
and personality of the Supreme Lord.
Although we are part
of the Supreme Lord,
we consider ourselves independent,
separate controllers,
and thus
we cannot understand His identity. Purport. Brahma Samhita 533 states, Advaitam Achyutam Anadi Ananta Rupam Advayam Purana Purusham Navayo Vanamcha Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhakto Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, who is the original person. He is absolute, infallible, and beginningless, and although expanded into unlimited forms, he is still the same original person, the oldest person who always appears as a fresh youth. The eternal, blissful, all-knowing forms of the Lord cannot be understood even by the best Vedic scholars, but they are always manifest to pure, unalloyed devotees. Lord Shiva places himself as one of the non-devotees who cannot understand the identity of the Supreme Lord. The Lord, being Ananta, has an unlimited number of forms. Therefore, how is it possible for an ordinary common man to understand him? Lord Shiva, of course, is above the ordinary human beings. Yet, he is unable to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Shiva is not among the ordinary living entities, nor is he in the category of Lord Vishnu. He is between Lord Vishnu and the living, common living entity.
So, here, the story of Mother Parvati curses Chitraketu, and so when she cursed, and after that Shiva, Lord Shiva is telling, neither I nor Brahma nor Ashwini Kumar nor Narada, from here already we are saying they are all mostly exalted personality, top demigod, some of them even our Acharya Mahajan. What is saying? All the great sages who are Brahma's son, nor even the demigods can understand the pastime and personality of the Supreme Lord. Although we are part of the Supreme Lord, we consider ourselves independent, separate controller, and thus we cannot understand his identity. Because in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna himself says, I reserve the right. Spiritual knowledge means I reserve the right to reveal myself. Naham prakasa sarvasya yogomayam samabhrita. Naham, then it's naham janati. Because most of the living entity, they are covered by the three modes of material nature in different degree. And you see the great Acharya, Prabhupada, coming, and he is saying, get up early in the morning, take bath, come to Mangalayati. And he is saying, then you are in a mode of goodness, whatever. And other places is saying, comparing Lord Shiva, is then later on also saying so many things. Very good instruction. He holds no one as very dear, no one as enemy. It is said, jasasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana. One who is rendering pure devotional service, sarvai gunai, he develops all the good qualities of a demigod. You see, the demigods even cannot understand. So Krishna said, Bhagavad Gita, manushanam. When he says manushanam, our Acharya, Madhacharya say, manushya means at least in the mode of goodness. At least he controls his senses. He knows I am not this body. Samo, damo, tapo, saucham, khanti, arjavam, gyan, vigyana, astikam, brahma, karma, savavajam. Brahmin works this way. And Srimad Bhagavatam further more qualification, this symptom of Brahmin he gives. And that is why Prabhupada also said, institute varnasram dharma before he leaves. But nobody wants to become Shudra identified. But Prabhupada said, this Shudra is not, this is varnasram dharma. And the goal is to become devotee of Vishnu. That is what Prabhupada said. In varnasram dharma, of course, everybody should respect a sannyasi. And what is the Sipnath of sannyasi? Prabhupada's book is written. Brahmin, society, varnashrama, Brahmin is top guru. Higher than Brahmin is sannyasi. But higher than sannyasi is also there. They are Vaishnava. And Prabhupada said, ISKCON, I want these grihasthas should be Goswami. They should be Paramahansa. And this is Prabhupada's instruction. And this is our goal, to go back to Godhead. And here we find Prabhupada is telling in the purport that Krishna, Lord gives maybe bhakti, but easily doesn't give love of Godhead. So you can see in bhakti there are different stages is there. There are Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari, Uttama Adhikari. They are pure devotee or Paramahansa. And this symptom Prabhupada everywhere given in his book again and again. In the beginning he said, now we are here, we made this society to make everybody Vaishnava. Then sometime we'll say, I want to make first class Brahmin. Brahmin is like in a society, compared to your body is like a head. Brahmin means he advises those who are Kshatriya. And who will make decision that who are the top Vaishnava, this committee will make decision in every man. That is supreme. In other words, top Vaishnava's quality you will know. Any moment Prabhupada says, whatever I have given you, don't change. Keep it intact. And he says, you don't take sometimes Maya seriously. Some of the symptoms Prabhupada says ours. Your father, for our good spiritual father, tell the children that do this, so that in future we can maintain our purity and people respect us. And this movement is supposed to go coming 10,000 years. So it seems like we have got a great responsibility to maintain our purity, standard, quality. And here we are learning from Lord Shiva how he is humble, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself said, Tina Dopi Suni Jena. Though he is cursed, here is Lord Shiva, is a great Vaishnava, Vaishnava Anang Jathasum, top Vaishnava. And he is accepting this as a joke, this Chitraketu's comment. Because Chitraketu, the way he behaved, he laughed, seeing Parvati on the lap of Lord Shiva and in front of the great sages. They didn't say anything. But Prabhupada said, it's just like a two equal, they are brothers, Vaishnava. He's joking, but he should not criticize. So Prabhupada had got a lot comment on this. He is on that level. But we can learn from Prabhupada. There are many cases like that, when there is a conflict between Lord Shiva and Prajapati, Daksha. Putavidhi Daksha, that's the material pain, thinking he is my son-in-law. And the way he treated, we find that he did not think of the Lord Shiva such a great Vaishnava. He didn't think from that angle. So the result, what happened, we saw. So here also, this is very important for us to learn so much thing, how Lord Shiva is so humble and he's saying that cannot understand the personality of the Supreme Lord. And this is our Guru. So it is very confusing to people, to devotees, depending on what level he is. But those who are Vaishnava, top Vaishnava, they know. They know how to see things. Just like the sannyasis, sometimes they are bewildered to make decisions sometimes conclusion in different topics, which is very bewildering and confusing, perplexing. And they had to go higher authority. Once Bhaktivinoda Thakur was staying in little seclusion. He thought, I have lived long time, now I live alone. Grihastha supposed to not always live with his family. With attachment to husband, wife is very strong to cut off. That attachment is this gradual stage. And you should take vanaprastha, stay away from wife. And this is nothing to do with book knowledge. Nothing to do with book theoretical knowledge of scripture. It's something to do with the heart and mind, all these things. Some think this body as himself, lower state. Some more advanced, he thinks the subtle body or mind is me. Identify me. The more advanced, he knows I am the soul. I have nothing to do with the material activity. In the spiritual plane, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. His symptom is given. He is always prasanna, not visanna. So everything Prabhupada says, ideal question, and look for ideal answer is there. So how to solve material problem with spiritual knowledge? Like that. This is here is the spiritual knowledge. So though he is a sannyasi, appears to be greater, he is going to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who is a grihastha. But actually he is a paramahamsa. That is why Prabhupada said, our grihastha, Prabhupada expect to be paramahamsa or Goswami. Goswami means he has control over mind, senses, and this is a matter of practice. And then he has got many stages. He is sannyasi, all right, in advance, kutichak, bahudak, paribrajak, then become paramahamsa. And paramahamsa's symptom is there in Prabhupada's book. It's not easy. Paramo nirmatsarana angsata is non-envious. And this is material symptom. If you have got enviousness, how it could be paramahamsa? But hearing Krishna katha, Ram katha, Hari katha from a pure devotee, we can become, one day become free from all these lusty desires. If we ask ourselves, devotees are introspective, we ask how much I have become free from all these things. Lusty desire, kam, krodh, anger, lobh, greediness, moha, illusion, mad, such arrogance, pride, matsajya, enviousness. These are our eternal enemy from time immemorial. Here see how Parvati getting very angry. Devotee control. Over here also some places he is discussing this thing. How much a woman may be advanced? Very difficult for her to come to the mode of goodness. And that is why he said, he gave some comment. I won't tell more. I don't want to be something, say something, debate and face. Just repeating what Prabhupada said. Preaching means repeat what you learn from your guru. Don't give your own opinion and make comment till you come to that stage. Otherwise, it will become vote system, which means material plane, and it won't solve our problem. Never solved before, neither solving now and future. If you have got a problem, just sit down and chant Hare Krishna together. And you'll find Krishna will solve your problem. You are not always, moment do materially, again problem. Again meeting and so many things, I don't want to say. This is what he said. So very the best thing is, just read Prabhupada's books every day and put Prabhupada at the center. Who do you think you are? You are sitting here. Why do so many things happening? May not be, that may be far from palatable. This is reality. We must face the reality, not escape it. Prabhupada said, we are not going to escape, we are facing it. You have got problem? Read my books and find out what is the solution. Everybody knows we are facing many challenges, problems. If you follow Prabhupada's method, there is chance to solve the problem. And not following Prabhupada, what are, I don't know. And take responsibility. Here, even Lord Shiva was saying, they are supposed to teach us. He is saying, that means he is teaching us how to become humble. I heard Jesus Christ said, he is our Guru Prabhupada said. He said, only those who are meek and humble, he can enter into the kingdom of God, not others. Not others. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, who can glorify God? Now who is Trinadopi Sunichana? Here is Trinadopi Sunichana. Here is Krishnadas Kaviraj. He also said like that. You see, Nityananda Prabhu did the same thing. Another place he said, Dinere Odhik Daya, those who are very humble and meek, Odhik Daya Karan Bhagavan, Lord shower more mercy to somebody who is more meek and humble. And then Prabhupada also said, you want to make advancement, become meek and humble. We see the life of some devotees, even in ISKCON, say, Jayananda Prabhu. I heard one day, he opened a center. In early days, open center means get some place rented and bring some boys or girls, make them chant Hare Krishna, gradually give up all four ready principles. At once he may not, it is difficult to give up all this bad habit. He may at once agree and they accept him, but sometime may not be possible for him. And start. And many people outside are like him because of his nice characteristic. He was an engineer, but he is very humble. Here is Chitrakotu, very humble. He was cursed. He could retaliate. He could also curse her, but she did not do. In the material world, it is very difficult. You hit me, I will hit you. Either gross or subtle way. But here is a show who is a Vaishnava. That's a Lord Shiva smiled. Lord Shiva didn't, he could also do something. He did not do. He took it lightly. He just smiled. Okay, you curse me. Here is a test. So we are facing this test most probably day to day. It's a big society. And we are knowing, and it's a nice, wonderful example how Prabhupada can recognize this devotee, Jayananda Prabhu. And he said even that, I praise many times, personally going to see what he is doing. And one day somebody came to see the head of this center. And he is waiting. At one point said, is this in charge here? Yes. So long passed, I can't see. Then without his knowledge of that person, he went in the building and looked for, he found nobody is there. He was then rest assured. Then came to him, to Jayananda Prabhu, and said, may I ask you something? Inquire. Yeah. Are you the head of this center? Yes. Then you are shocked to see what he was doing. He was accepting everything. He's not many devotees there. Might have gone to distribute book or whatever. They are not. Nobody is there. And he is doing most menial service of dustbin and all these things, cleaning thing, collecting them and putting. He's still here? Yes. He said, may I ask you, are you that person? Yes. He was shocked to see what humble service he is doing. And maybe if we ask ourselves, are you prepared to do? Maybe then we will know ourselves. How much humble we are, how much meek we are. Somebody told us, cursing, can I digest it? Okay. And rather smile like Lord Shiva, he is teaching us. Mahajana Jana Gata Svapantha, we should follow his footprints, at least take the principle. And Prabhupada was asked by devotee, please, disciple, please tell, I don't understand how our lifestyle should be. Lifestyle should be the Goswami. Don't directly follow. They are liberated soul. Don't eat so little and don't sleep at all. But gradually you should cut down if you make advancement. If you make advancement, then the Like the Goswami, you will know yourself, I am not this body. Naturally, you should cut down all these things. Gradually, you are getting higher taste accordingly. You will detest sense gratification. Are you detesting sense gratification? Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says, as much as you are advancing in Krishna consciousness, that much you are away from Maya. As much as you are into Maya, that much you are away from God. It's very simple. And this way you can understand. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. The Lord came to teach us Vairagya Vidya. You will know about God. Vidya, I am not this body, I am spirit. Coming from Supreme Spirit, I have got a relation. Essence of Krishna consciousness, very simple. I am eternal servant of Krishna. I and mind, kick out and make I and mind spiritual. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, this is your spiritual life. I am eternal servant of Krishna. And my is only, Krishna is my eternal master. That's all is the essence. Then, if there is a many, many circle, by which it is concentric, there is no problem. You know, concentric, that means one center. And many, many circles, you drop throw a stone in the water and it creates many concentric circles. That means one center, one circle is coming, another circle, expanding. It is expanding. Our society is expanding. But if the center is to please our previous acharya, many problems may not be, many problems may be easily solved. This is what we learn from Prabhupada. So we can ask ourselves whether you are doing that. Then it helps. Then we learn from Prabhupada. Following Prabhupada's instruction, less, I think, easily, it may be easier to solve our problems and become Vaishnava or a Vaishnavi and going back to God is our goal. So here it is said, as Lord Shiva said, here it is said, even see, Lord, even the impersonalists, they accept these four verses of Srimad Bhagavatam coming directly from the lips of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is very powerful. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Jnanam Paramagujam Mejat Vijnana Samannitam Sarhasyam Tadangam Cha Vinana Goditam Maya. The Personality of Godhead said, knowledge about me, as described in the scripture, is very confidential. Parama guyam. Parama means extremely. Guyam means confidential. And it has to be realized in conjunction with devotional service. The necessary paraphernalia for that process is being explained by me. You may take it up carefully. Then he's saying, all of me, namely my actual eternal form, my transcendental existence, color, qualities and activities, lila, let all be awakened within you by factual realization out of my causeless mercy. Without the mercy of the Lord, we cannot understand God. There is a God is sometimes called Abang Manaso Gochara. It cannot be expressed. It is beyond the conception of our mind. Mujjanti Jatsuraya. Even the greatest demigod sometimes are bewildered to understand God. Dudbi Bhavam. That is beyond our material understanding or conception. In Brahma Samhita, again, about Lord Vishnu, and Lord Shiva, it says, Lord Shiva is great person, no doubt, but still, the difference is, though he is so powerful, difference like one is milk, the Supreme Personality, if he is considered milk, then Lord Shiva is like a curd, yogurt. Say, yogurt cannot come to the stage of milk, yes? Though it is very, sometimes you get lot of same benefit. But milk is milk. Milk is considered sometimes nectar. There is some time there left. I want some comment. There are some God brothers, sisters there, and some question. If anybody wants in this that sloka related to this, any question, can tell. I don't want to say more because this is difficult. The way Prabhupada is talking about Mother Parvati and Chitraketu and Lord Shiva. Yes. Hare Krishna. Nobody is saying anything. It is said, Vaishnava Prabhupada is saying, the magnanimous Chitraketu is a dear devotee of Lord. He is equal to all living entities and is free from attachment and hatred. Great devotee is showing his symptom. Similarly, I am also very dear to Lord Narayan, Lord Shiva. Any devotee is very dear to Lord. Different category of devotee. Therefore, no one should be astonished to see the activities of the most exalted devotees of Narayan, for they are free from attachment and envy. Just like he said, Vaishnaver kiya mudra abhugyana bojhoy. Who is a Vaishnav? He has got all the Vaishnav qualities in Chaitanya Chaitamita. It is said, how do you know a Vaishnav? He is saying the different category of Vaishnav. Ultimately, if you become pure, completely surrendered, you will develop all the good quality of Vaishnav. There is 26 quality mentioned of a pure devotee in Chaitanya Chaitamita. Again, Krishna, when he was winding up his worldly pastime and living, he told his, he didn't tell everybody, he told Uddhava, I am going back to God. Really? I also want to go. No, I will tell you who is a devotee, what is devotional service, all these things, science of devotion. Then there he mentioned who is a devotee and ultimately telling, you will judge a devotee, he is a pure devotee, he will have all this developed, manifest all these 28 qualities. So these are something to put for thought or meditation. Prabhupada sometimes say, well, he is reading Daivi Sampad and Asurik Sampad. So one devotee says, I find, you said, Dambha Darpa Abhimanascha, arrogance, pride, anger, ignorance, and all these things are harshness. This is the quality of a demon. So we find among ourselves, old, senior, every devotee have got all these symptoms. Then he said, well, then think of yourself what sort of devotional service you are doing. You do devotional service, good quality of devotional service, if there is, then gradually you will become free from dambha, arrogance, pride, I am this that superiority complex, dharpa, abhimanascha, egotistic, harshness, enviousness. These are our eternal enemy. To become free of this, we require mercy of the Lord and His pure devotee. Mercy of the pure devotee means pleasing Him, that means following His instruction. Very simple, but difficult maybe to do sometimes. In other words, we have to pay the price. You have to pay the price. That is, somebody is paying and Prabhupada is also accepting. Why he will tell to Jayananda Prabhu, I think or I hope this time he has gone back to Godhead. And so, we sometime hold some ceremony in his memory, maybe in his birthday or disappearance day. Who knows, there could be so many in ISKCON, Vaishnavi there, like Jayananda Prabhu, but may not be officially recognized. May not be officially. He may not be a sannyasi, he may not be this, that, accomplished, great, fit, distributed this, collected this, that. Yeah. That's why he said, to find a Vaishnava is very difficult to recognize. Even one is all good qualities of a Vaishnava, to find quality of a demigod, a Vaishnava is a very rare thing. Vaishnava means pure devotee. but maybe we are not recognizing him or her. Many there in ISKCON. Otherwise, how it is going on? Compared to any other society, Krishna may be, ISKCON may be the most organized society. And Prabhupada disappeared, he is watching who is following his instruction. And who is following, he is blessed. Yes?
Yes.
Not everybody says, there is doubt that means. Huh? Not saying means doubt. For a doubtful soul, Krishna says, what happened? Doubt is like a demon. Demon means one day you finish your bhakti, you'll go away. Yes, Mataji? Yes, yes. Mataji first. Please, give us something. Give her the pass to her, this thing. Please, to the point, relevant ask question. If I know, I will tell. Others, I think I cannot see everybody, but some of my godbrother sisters is there. They may answer. I have limitation. But I am repeating what Prabhupada said. Yeah? Yes.
Because they are following.
Yeah. Very good. I like what you say. Yes, it is there. Prabhupada, it is there. I equally distribute, but who can take it? Yes. I agree. I hope it is not a question. It is a statement. I appreciate highly. Yes. Another, this side, yeah. Because time tells everything. Yes.
You mentioned that the Vaishnava is a true devotee.
In general, that is just like what I mean is when Prabhupada says Maya, means usually external energy. But Maya could mean also Jogamaya. Maya means Krishna's energy. So it depends when and where, that Acharya will tell. Yes.
So we get the knowledge through all the previous Acharyas, we get the knowledge from Brahma Samhita. We get the knowledge in parampara. Now when we say Vaishnavanam Ita Shambho, Lord Shiva is the topmost of all the Vaishnavas. Yet, why he has taken a position where he says that I cannot understand the Supreme Personality? Because on one hand, we say that a true devotee can understand the Supreme Personality. That means, that's the right, they are learning the knowledge in parampara. So who is that who knows the true knowledge? I mean, how do we ascertain? Because when a topmost Vaishnava says, I don't know. So how do we reconcile this? I'm slightly bewildered. Sorry for my ignorance.
No. Sure. Next to you, she wants to say. Let us see what she said.
We were just hearing the lecture. I don't know who was giving. And there was mentioning that Krishna says, even I don't understand myself. So the pure devotee understands the Lord. Lord Shiva, of course, understands, but nobody understands him completely because he doesn't understand himself completely.
It is said, God Himself says, I don't understand myself. What to speak of us? Saying. Because Brahma means, which is always expanding, Brahma means greatest. What to speak of Brahma, Parabrahma? Increase. That is what
because
I say.
Interest is always going
up.
Yeah. Ananta says, he is also God. Ananta says, from time immemorial, he is glorifying Lord. But he still doesn't know. He cannot finish it. Because by the time it is expanding more. That is what his explanation. Anybody? Yes. Too fast. Somebody there.
Prabhupada says,
one by one, please.
Prabhupada says
Grihastha
must be a
Paramahansa. Everybody can hear.
You said Prabhupada says Grihastha must be a Paramahansa.
I did not say Maha. Did I say must be a?
Must
you
be
did
my,
not. Wrong. I did not say Prabhupada said Grihastha must be a Paramahamsa. He said he expects Grihastha become Goswami, Paramahamsa.
Is that it's very difficult for a Grihastha to be a Goswami? What can help him become?
Very simple. There are many Goswami, Grihastha, Paramahamsa, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. You follow his footprint, you become. Shut up! Don't ask one question, one by one. Do you accept it, what I say? Yes, you accept it. The theoretical do not say. Practical. Do you see, you can one life become a brahmachari and become go back to Godhead? Provided you don't see your wife, he will give you sense pleasure. If you can do that, you can one life go back to Godhead. Whether other brahmachari, sannyasi, may or may not. Slowly. You accept? You accept? Don't theoretically accept.
You have to also do it in practice.
Practice too. Then what? Now let others chance. No. Other.
Lord Shiva and Brahma are telling that we can't understand you, Lord, because we have that Ishwara Bhav, that controlling tendency, that is keeping a distance, that is creating a barrier between us and yourself. So similar to this verse, I had a question in my mind that when we are given some responsibility, some services, so there is a tendency to, you know, have a sense of belongingness, Ishwara Bhav, because that helps us to, you know, render service better, because we have that stewardship, that ownership of some service, then we do it betterly. But according to this verse, if we take that Ishwara Bhava controlling tendency which comes along, you know, the responsibility of the service, so we also get, you know, according to this, away from the Lord. So how we, you know, balance?
Prabhupada said one place, I don't know whether you're satisfied, when you become master, usually he thinks, ideally he should think, I am their servant. Now it is easy to say, difficult to do, no? That means he at heart is humble. Bhakti relates to the heart. But most of us, we are thinking ourselves, our mind, we are thinking of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Most of the people think his mind is him. He cannot go deep into his heart because he is in a lower mode of. Is in a lower mode. Actual spiritual life starts with at least is in a mode of goodness. And the higher mode of goodness, those are they are demigod. So a devotee means he really has good quality. Already he is demigod. Depending on how much he has got a mode of goodness. Makes sense? That means he has got all these good qualities. Now to develop these good qualities depends on how much you surrender. Is that makes just a minute. So to surrender is not difficult, because depending on what is your past, it's very difficult to completely surrender. Yes or no? Because you have got some dread, because of your past habit, you find difficult to surrender completely. No, Prabhupada says, surrender right now, completely. Find difficult. Sometimes we find ourselves, we have got some reservation. Lord, under this condition, I can surrender. Lord, give me this, I will surrender. That means conditional. Or sometimes artificial, yes, I am surrendered. Theoretically saying, the question, when he faces the challenges, he finds difficulty. Yeah. Now, can I give other person? Yes. Time is almost running out. Little. Huh?
Yeah.
Suppose you are doing service. Pick clearly.
So his question is that if someone, he is doing some service and someone comes and criticizes him, should he explain the problem or should he tolerate? That is his question.
If he is your authority, you check out with your authority. Authority should be who has given you this assignment. our how we make something decision is this. Correct wrong is sadhu, shastra, guru. Prabhupada is guru, and sadhu who follows Prabhupada, he become guru also. One day, he makes right. So sadhu, and sadhu symptom is there in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, sadhu, shastra, and scripture what is written. And accordingly, I won't tell you, because your things are little vague. So depending on that, general, I will tell, is this, you should have shastric knowledge under this, what to be done, what authority said, what Prabhupada said, and you sort it out. Make sense? No difficulty, it's very simple. Any other? Yes, sir. Give me.
Guideline is sadhu shastra.
Our guideline is sadhu shastra guru. Who is sadhu written in scripture, Prabhupada's symptom? Who is guru? That is also mentioned. And Prabhupada is an ideal guru. Shastra and scripture, you see. Three goes in parallel. Something wrong, you see, out of these three, two, what he's saying. Follow? Make sense?
Yes.
Hare Krishna. Is this audible?
Yes.
Maharaj, you briefly spoke about the Varnashram system.
What is it?
You briefly spoke about the Varnashram now.
Yeah.
So, in our case especially, we sometimes tend to get caught up with duality in the sense we have a particular role in the society.
Huh.
Step out into
our
professional life, huh.
We've
got a different role. How can we reconcile?
It's not difficult. Those are ideal Vaishnavas. Suppose if you are a grihastha, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also has got outside life with the Vishwai. He was a magistrate. How he doing his magistrate work and at the same time his spiritual activity? He doing lead his study his life, you will find he knows how to harmonize. That is why devotees are called, Vaishnava is called a harmonist. He knows how to harmonize. To reverse thing, and make into, this is called unity in diversity. Those two things are different. One is very pleasant, smell giving, and small flower. Another is flower, very beautiful, no smell. And he put it together and make a bouquet, one. Make sense?
Hare Krishna.
Yes. Mike?
I think.
You think?
Lord Shiva is setting the example. He's setting the precedent. He's saying that I do not know the Supreme. That is, there is a good relationship for us. We also never spend the time.
Mike?
Yeah, I appreciate what you're saying. Prabhupada, among all parts of the world, some parts, there are many philosophers. Philosopher means who likes knowledge. Knowledge means to know oneself and know Supreme. So they do sometimes speculate. Among them, he said, best is Socrates. Socrates before Christ. And Socrates used to say, I only know that I know nothing. More I know, more I find how much I don't know. That is humbleness. That big scientist, Newton, he also said the same thing. When people highly appreciate him, he is so knowledgeable. Then he said, I am simply picked up a few pebbles on the sea beach. In other words, in the ocean, I am insignificant knowledge I have got. That is humbleness. And people appreciate it. Even Einstein is very humble. He has also said something like that. I know nothing. He said one place, more I know how much I don't know. In other words, then I know how much I am in ignorance. This is nice. Humbleness. Any other? I think time is getting over. Yes?
What?
Everything is there in Prabhupada's book. Turn through and you'll find yourself. Mataji, Pitaji, this is all external. What is Mataji? What is Pitaji? It's all the body. We are not this body, we are spirit. So what Mataji should add so that they can know everything? They just follow their husband. Husband should be Krishna conscious, and what husband say, they follow. Then she will get the benefit of husband. Are they doing that? Ask themselves. They can ask themselves. Mataji can ask themselves. Make sense? Yes?
Yes.